Cloudcast Media. Drew Schlossberg, Spotlight on the Community Show, amplifying the voices of social impact organizations, entrepreneurs, local nonprofits, and other community champions who shape the culture, creativity, and connectivity of San Diego. Brought to you by Mission Fed Credit Union, bringing good things to San Diego for over 60 years. Learn more about what is good for you and good for all by visiting www.missionfed.com.
I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media. It's always a good day when we have our friends in from the San Diego Military Advisory Council. Joining us is David Boone, relatively new president and CEO of SDMAC. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you there. And a longtime friend and colleague, and a colleague also of David's, is Terry McKerney. He is the president of the SDMAC Foundation. How you doing there, Terry?
Doing terrific, Drew. Thanks for having us here this morning.
I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to your bride, Gloria. David, Gloria and I worked together many, many moons ago at San Diego Unified before she went down to Chula Vista. We'll start you with this. David, quick mission of San Diego Military Advisory Council. What's the mission?
Well, thanks for asking. We really do three things, and we do three things well. We advocate, we inform, and we connect. Those three words are very important to us. We advocate on behalf of the military and the military complex. We help inform people about what those missions are and why it's important. And we connect people, connect across industry, community, and of course, the military.
Right. You know, maybe you can give us a little nickel a tour of your, you know, storied military background.
Oh, well, I had a 30-year career in the Navy Civil Engineer Corps, and perhaps some listeners will know about the Seabees. The United States Navy Seabees have a storied history. I was an underwater construction Seabee, a Navy diver, and worked on bases around the world and forward operating places in support of the Marine Corps and Army operations. It culminated in a job in the Pentagon. I was responsible for all the bases in the Navy, 70 bases worldwide. So had a wonderful career and then transitioned to private sector and was a president of several engineering and construction companies and then transitioned to consulting work and now I'm here at SDMAC.
No, we're glad to have you over there. Terry McKerney, why don't you talk about your career in the military as well, if you could.
Well, thanks, Drew. My career in the military was a little bit different from David's. I was what we call in the Navy a surface warfare officer, which means I'm one of those guys that drives ships. So my career was split between the destroyer force and the amphibious force, the guys who bring Marines around. And I did 20 years. My beginning of my career was right at the tail end of Vietnam, and then the end of my career was Desert Storm in Somalia. So wow. I got to see a whole lot of the Cold War and appreciation for what America's military power, what our naval power means to the globe, and I was honored to serve.
Well, listen, thank you both for your service. Now, as part of the SDMAC Foundation, what's the mission of the foundation? You're the president.
Well, I am, and David talked to you about SDMAC. So within the SDMAC enterprise, we have the two sides, one the SDMAC side that David talked about. And as he pointed out, SDMAC was founded to look at issues of policy in San Diego relative to the military posture here in San Diego. The foundation was formed to take that advocacy, that look at policies, and translate them down to the individual sailor, a Marine that lives in San Diego. But most particularly, what we want to do with the foundation is support those service members who are getting out of the military, transitioning into civilian career, and consistent with what SDMAC's mission is for the San Diego community, keep those people and their families here in San Diego and contributing to the local economy.
Yeah, we are chatting with Terry McKerney. He's the president of the SDMAC Foundation, joined by his colleague, David Boone, president and CEO of the San Diego Military Advisory Council, better known as SDMAC. I'm Drew Schlossberg. You're listening to another edition of Drew Schlossberg Spotlight on the Community Show. We are the nation's longest running community podcast. We're now in our 18th year. We're brought to you by Mission Fed Credit Union for more than six decades. Mission Fed's been doing great things in San Diego County. You know, Terry, you and I were chatting about this right before you got on the air here. Talk about the state legislation that contributes to transitioning military, not staying in California, but doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, it's a significant issue. California is the only state in the union that fully taxes military retirement pay, the only state in the union. And so you think about that in terms of whether a military member at the end of their career wants to stay in the state or not. And we're losing military veterans. So recently, SDMAC did a study, and the overall growth in the veteran population across the country was roughly 17%. During the same period of time, California was losing veterans to the tune of 16%. So that was a pretty wide margin from growth of 17% across the military veteran community to a loss of 16% in California. And guess what? Our neighbors, Arizona and New Mexico, are growing their veteran population. So while they're leaving, we not only lose their tax base, all their income, and their spouse's income could have been spent in California benefiting our economy, but instead they're leaving the state. So we're trying very hard to change that legislation.
Right. And not only that, I mean, a lot of the militarians will tell you two guys this, no, they have a lot of runway after they retire, 20 years, 30 years. Now they go back in and, you know, do some things with the Scripps Institute of Oceanography, or they're working on with other areas, then they're even now even more contributing to our you know, tax base, if indeed they stay in on this one here. Before we swing back to David and talk about some of the difficulty faced by transitioning military and finding, you know, employment in San Diego, Terry, talk about the foundation, and you guys have an upcoming event. You're going to be doing an auction.
Well, we do, and the event we are talking about is a combined event with David's side of the SDMAC enterprise. SDMAC has for years provided awards to deserving service members and also to community members and institutions for their support of the military. And that's going to be done at an awards dinner on the 22nd of August at Miramar Officers Club. What the foundation's role in that is we host a reception and auction prior to that, and it's a major fundraiser for us. So people come to the dinner, and before we start the dinner, we have a nice reception for them, and we have a live auction. We'll have a silent auction. And this year we're doing something different. That auction is actually going to be online. So nice. By the end of this week, people will be able to bid online for the items in that auction. And again, this is a major fundraiser for us. But what's important is how we link it to the larger SDMAC mission of recognizing both military and community members for their support of the military at this dinner.
No, it's a great event. And I've been honored to be the MC a couple times on it. And, you know, one of the things, if I've learned anything, which is, and Terry knows me long enough, David, you'll find out too, it's tough for Drew to learn anything from that aspect of it. But I remember when I first had Larry Blumberg, you know, the inaugural executive director of SDMAC on, and, you know, he'd say repeatedly, and it's true, you guys know this, you live it, it's in your DNA, the military folks serve twice. They serve to protect us at our soil, at foreign soil. But then they're in the communities. They're doing 4 billion things, which is sort of what the SDMAC Achievement Awards does as well. Correct, David?
Absolutely. The people we're recognizing, the military folks, certainly they excel in their primary responsibilities as military members. But what's amazing is looking at their achievements out in the community as volunteers, leading soccer or teaching kids different skill sets. And so it's eye-watering to listen to the award write-ups.
No, it is amazing, you know, and to the point of it is that, do these guys even sleep? My goodness, they're doing their job, and the next thing you know, they're going ahead and working for a food bank, or they're working for a literacy program, and my goodness, and like most of you folks, do it humbly. The humility is off the charts. It's we love doing this, and so forth, and, you know, in that area. Talk a little bit, David, and you could add to it as well, you know, Terry. The tough time or the difficulty of transitioning military, really finding, you know, suitable employment in our very expensive county.
Yeah. So, you know, the issue of the taxation, that's one aspect of it.
Right.
But it's also a challenge for a military member in transition to navigate what transition looks like and where they end up. And so SDMAC, associated with many other organizations, veteran support organizations, we're trying to navigate a better system to enable our military members to transition more effectively. And I also want to add, you know, in San Diego and Southern California, we have a shortage of workers. I come from the construction industry, and trying to find people, skilled people that have discipline, that show up to work on time, it's a real challenge here because of the cost of living. And so we are missing, you know, San Diego is the largest center of naval personnel, 110,000 Navy people here, and we are failing to capitalize on that.
Yeah, there's no question about that as well. And of course, obviously, you had the Marines, of course, and then the Coast Guard, and you got the biggest military port, in the country in this area. And as we were talking about before, the skill sets that the veterans bring in, and you know, before we transition over to Terry, because I want to talk about some of the great things you do with scholarships, Terry, and with universities. But you mentioned something that I think is so critical, David, and you talk about that military spouse and making sure that military spouse, you know, can have a job, find a job and all that. Talk about how critical that military spouse is.
Yeah. So, you know, it's rare that anymore that families are a single income family.
Right.
And spouses are usually employed in some capacity. So you really get a twofer when you have a military family that transitions and decides to stay in California, and they bring a world of experience in all the places they've lived, all the transitions they've had to deal with. They're problem solvers. They know how to get things done. And so that's the other part of this, is you're not only transitioning the military member, you're transitioning the spouse. And we want to figure out a path for them as well.
Yeah, exactly. We are chatting with David Boone, President and CEO of the San Diego Military Advisory Council, better known as SDMAC, joined by his colleague, Terry McKerney, President of the SDMAC Foundation. I'm Drew Schlossberg. You're listening to another edition of the Drew Schlossberg Spotlight on the Community Show. We are the nation's longest running community podcast, now in our 18th year, brought to you by the very cool folks at Mission Fed Credit Union for more than 60 years, just elevating many of us folk that live in San Diego County. Terry, before we go to the break, maybe you can explain a little bit with some of the monies you folks raise go to scholarships, doesn't that?
Well, they do. We put them under the label of scholarships. We work with three of the major universities here in San Diego. Cal State San Marcos, which up to the north has a tremendous population of military people, then San Diego State and the University of San Diego. And what we target with the scholarship money that we provide those universities, we target those students who want to stay in San Diego but need that extra help to do that, and it's primarily related to their family situation. Most of the strictly educational expenses these days are covered by the GI Bill. What's not covered are those other expenses that the married service member may have. So, for example, one of our San Diego State students a couple of years ago used the scholarship to locate and establish his fiance here in San Diego with him. And that's exactly what we want to do. That's a family that's going to get their education, going to stay in San Diego and contribute to the economy. And that's the kind of assistance that we provide through our relationships with the schools.
Right. Terry and David, when we come back from break, I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, is that beautiful San Diego Military Economic Impact Study and what the military contributes. contributes directly and indirectly as well. Want to chat more about some of the goals you have set aside, David, as you move forward, just getting started. Obviously, you could spend 3 hours talking about that as well. And then back to you, Terry, again, you know, sort of put a stamp on the August 22nd event as well, and then how our listeners can support the foundation, whether they can make the Achievement Awards event or not when we return with David Boone and Terry McKerney. I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media. You're listening to another edition of Drew Schlossberg Spotlight on the Community Show. We will be right back.
When you do your banking with Mission Fed, you get great rates on auto and home loans. That's good for you, but something good also happens for a lot of other people. We're not for profit, so we put money back into the community to help lots of great nonprofits to keep San Diego strong. So you're not just getting something good, you're doing something good. Come to Mission Fed. It's banking that's good for all.
Brand amplification is the DNA of Cloudcast Media. And our code is the powerful blending of sound, voice, and storytelling to lift local brands and their communities. Whether it is our Brandcast, Schoolcast, or Causecast platforms, the unifying ethos is all about this community, the one you call home. If you dare to dream and want to explore the brand amplification of Cloudcast, a national leader in local podcasting and other Winfluence strategies, please visit us at cloudcast.us.
I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media. You're listening to another edition of Drew Schlossberg Spotlight on the Community Show, the nation's longest running community podcast. Now in our 18th year, honored to have in the studio with us today our friends on the San Diego Military Advisory Council and the Foundation, David Boone, president and CEO, new president and CEO of SDMAC, joined by his colleague Terry McKerney, president of the SDMAC Foundation. We're chatting, you know, right before break, David, about the economic impact study. You folks do it every year, working with different universities throughout the deal. And if I'm not mistaken, Terry can correct me on this, but something to the effect of contributes like 53 plus billion in indirect spending. And I want to say close to 30 billion in indirect spending. I don't have the exact numbers in it, but that footprint, David, is huge.
It is huge. And then the numbers are enormous numbers. And the bottom line is the military footprint contributes to roughly 25% of the economy. And one of our more recent reports revealed something that was very interesting. During the COVID pandemic, many communities went very flat in their economic structure. In San Diego, it was steady state. And that was because the federal funding that came through the military channels never stopped, and the ripple effect kept the San Diego economy continuing to increase while many economies went in the negative. So it's a buffer to the cycles of normal business cycles that keeps the San Diego economy very healthy.
Yeah, and we've said this many times on our show, especially when we're doing the military show with Larry Blumberg and Randy Bogle and Mark Balmert. Thank God for the military when 2008 hit, when the wheels came off with the real estate. Can you imagine if we didn't have that military buffer where we'd be, and also with COVID, you know, as well on this? And, you know, Terry, getting back to the SDMAC Foundation, how can our listeners support what you're doing?
Well, you can go to our website, and we're on the sdmac.org/foundation is our website. And certainly, like you can for any 501c3 scholarship-oriented organization, you can hit the donate button and contribute to the good work that we do. Relative to the auction that we talked about a few minutes ago, We will be opening the online portion of that auction later this week. So obviously folks that are going to be able to come to the dinner and the reception, and that's fairly limited because we're confined by being on the base and so forth. And again, the focus at the awards are on our military and community honorees. But relative to contributing through the auction, it's going to be open to everyone this year. It's going to be an online event. We have some terrific prizes, and we are hopeful that people will want to contribute, not only take the benefit of these prizes, but help our foundation in the meantime.
Yeah, and somewhere down the road, if you're willing, Terry, would love to have some of the folks that have benefited from the scholarships that you have. And we've had them on the air before, whether they're going to Cal State San Marcos or SDSU or, you know, Polynoma USD. Pick a topic on that. Always love to chat about that. And I make the same offer as well, Terry, somewhere down the road. Let's get some of those honorees at the SD Mac event on the 22nd back on the show somewhere
Absolutely.
Down the road. Talk
Absolutely.
About what they've, earned their chops for and so forth on this. So I know, David, you got some great shoes that you are filling, and I'm sure you're going to fill them very, very well. What are some of the key objectives and some of the goals that you have outlined as you are certainly doing a big listening tour, I imagine, as you got in your footprint? But what are some of the major initiatives you have?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I want to first acknowledge that the past leadership has done a great job with SDMAC. We are 20 years in. We had our 20th anniversary just a few months ago.
Right.
Mark Ballmer was my predecessor. He was in the job roughly 6 years, did a great job. So I am standing on the shoulder of giants, literally, and really appreciate that. And I have a great team surrounding me. I'm in my second month, so I'm spending a lot of time listening, as you said, going around to both community and military leadership, but there are a number of issues that I'm ready to champion, one of which we talked about earlier is transitioning military. How does that process work from the time they're still in uniform to the time that they're in civilian clothes working for someone here in San Diego, staying in California? We have a major development project in the Nav War Complex.
Yes,
and we need to keep that command here. They bring technology, they attract jobs of high tech and most importantly, mission critical support to the U.S. Navy and other services. And so developing that complex is going to change the face of San Diego in a very positive way. So we're very excited to be a part of and support that initiative. There's a number of legislative items besides the tax issue. We have challenges with spousal employment because they can't get reciprocity with the state of California in certifications for their various disciplines. While the certification they have might be Department of Defense certification from another state, that's as rigorous in attaining as the state of California. We need to make it more friendly for spouses to move to California and continue to do the jobs that they are skilled at. So those are a few of the items. There'll be a lot more as I get my feet on the ground.
Yeah, before I toss it over to Terry, isn't building memberships also critical?
Yeah, I mean, we always want to promote our advocacy, and part of doing that is through memberships. As Terry said, you can get on our website, sdmac.org, and find out how to do that and be part of the team.
Right. We're chatting with David Boone. He's the president and CEO of the San Diego Military Advisory Council, joined by his colleague, Terry McKerney, president of the SDMAC Foundation. I'm Drew Schlossberg. Cloudcast Media, you're listening to another edition of Drew Schlossberg Spotlight on the Community Show, brought to you by Mission Fed Credit Union. We're broadcasting in this very cool Mission Fed studios here in Scripps Ranch and Mission Fed for 6 decades, just doing great things in so many different areas in San Diego County, whether it's food insecurity, whether it's literacy, whether it's, you know, pick a topic. They do great work on this. You know, Terry, you know, certainly we've got the big event coming up August 22nd. While the space will be limited at the Officers Club at Marine Corps base up in Miramar, there's other ways that people can support the event. You mentioned the online auction as well. But you guys put on other tournaments as well. Didn't you just have a golf tournament?
We do. We do an annual golf tournament in May, and that's a terrific fundraiser for us, not only because it's it obviously adds to our bottom line, but also because it's a terrific community event. And what we draw in when we do this golf tournament is friends of SDMAC, friends of the military, and people who support what we're doing to try to keep the military here and foremost in people's minds here in the military. And the golf tournament has turned into a terrific community event based on that. We also do a spring campaign. We just concluded that, and that's a very important fundraiser for us. Then in the fall, we'll be doing our Giving Tuesday initiative as well, along with all sorts of other nonprofits. But in our case, we're targeting those folks that really want to support what we're doing relative to keeping people in San Diego and supporting those sort of certifications that they need. Our next goal, by the way, is to start supporting spouses as they seek those certifications that David spoke to. And it is unfortunate on the policy side that San Diego doesn't have this reciprocity thing. But what the real problem turns out to be is spouses come to San Diego for a tour with their military spouse, and they just give up. They give up going into the nursing, going into teaching, whatever. We want to be able to help them get through those certifications so that they can actually continue their careers here and perhaps continue their careers by saying, hey, let's stay here and continue to contribute to the San Diego economy with my job.
No, I think that's great. So, David, as I mentioned to Terry as well, what can our listeners do? Certainly, they can become members of SDMAC. It's a very, very affordable fee. I know they can come to events. What else can they do?
Well, from a donation standpoint, supporting the foundation that Terry runs, that is the mechanism that we become actionable by enabling military families and the spouses to easily transition to San Diego. So that's probably the biggest thing that I would advocate. And you know, as issues come up, and you can monitor our website, we'll be communicating to the public on advocacy issues, and some of them are legislative. So if it comes to a vote, we'd seek your advocacy to achieve those end objectives.
Yeah, absolutely. Terry, any final comments from the foundation?
No, we are looking very much forward to our auction, and we are looking forward to expanding our funding base because we have some terrific initiatives that just mentioned one of them, but we are looking forward to expanding our reach because there's so much need out there when we're talking about trying to keep these service people in San Diego. We're concerned not only about the college educations we're supporting now, but also down the road, the trades, and again, the certification for spouses.
Right. Shout that website out one more time.
We're sandiegomac.org/foundation, and then, of course, sandiegomac.org will take you to the SDMAC page where you can look at the initiatives and join, as David is pointing out.
Exactly. David, any final comments?
Hey, I've been stationed all over the world. I've lived in communities around the U.S. and overseas. There's no place like San Diego in terms of the military-civilian relationship. So my last comment is a thank you to the San Diego community. I love being here. The military loves being here, and we're going to make it a great place.
Well, David, listen, an honor to have you on the show. It's very nice meeting you. We're just getting started. If you're willing, would love to have you come on as Terry, of course, many times. Maybe bring in some folks that have benefited from what SDMAC has done, certainly Achievement Award winners and everything in between. And yeah, I want one more comment I want to make on that military economic impact on this. If I got my numbers right, I usually see the report every year. The second most contributor category to impact, economic impact in San Diego County is the entertainment field and so forth. And it, the military doubles what they bring in. There is no question, maybe this is for another discussion, that due to this impact, it is certainly saved, if that's the right word, us from some BRAC, you know, the base realignment and closing, because of how critical it is. We'll save that for another discussion. David, an honor having you in. We're just getting started. Terry, it's always great seeing you. August 22nd is the annual SDMAC Achievement Awards. So the auction is going to be live, if I'm not mistaken, Terry, by the end of this week. Just go to the website. We hope everybody enjoyed the interview.
You've been listening to an episode of Drew Schlossberg's Spotlight on the Community Show, amplifying the voices of social impact organizations, entrepreneurs, local nonprofits, and other community champions who shape the culture, creativity, and connectivity of San Diego community. Brought to you by Mission Fed Credit Union, bringing good things to San Diego for over 60 years. Learn more about what is good for you and good for all by visiting www.missionfed.com.
Cloudcast Media.